Okay, everybody, it's time for a really big philosophical question. I'm talking big. This is not idle dinner conversation about relationships with slugs or how you know someone's talking BS. This is big. You ready? Get ready. Here it comes, guys. How do I know if God exists? Boom! Now that's a big question. That's so big that people get really uptight about it. And that's a pity because, you know, the problem is, you've got religious people on the one hand who say, well, I believe in God, therefore God must exist. And you've got atheists on the other who say, well, I don't believe in God, therefore God doesn't exist. That's called circular reasoning. It's just convincing yourself in what you believe from the start. Why don't we just calm down, step back a little bit, and think. Now, to answer that question, let's go back to about 1200, the Middle Ages, St. Thomas of Aquinas, famous theologian. In other words, theology meaning the study of religion. Now, St. Thomas came up with 5 proofs for God's existence. And these are known as the Quinque Vie, in other words, the 5 ways. Here they go. Number 1, motion. Have a look at that ant walking along a blade of grass, or the pretty fish cutting through the sea. Look at this lizard creeping its way across the bark of a tree. What makes it move? What's behind that? What propels it to life? Why? Why do creatures move? And better still, what sets them in motion? What is the thing that sets everything moving? Well, it must be God. The second is causation. Why do things happen? That might seem like a weird question, but why does the painter paint? Why does the sculptor sculpt? Why do you take decisions? Why do you have cornflakes in the morning, or a croissant, or a baguette, or nothing? Why? There's some sort of reasoning. There's some compulsion to act. There's some causal force acting on you that must be outside of you, that's bigger than you. It's God. The third idea is, it's a bit strange, it's called contingency. So what you've got here is the following. Is everything possible? Well, let's just think that through. If everything was possible, then nothingness would be possible. And if nothingness was possible, then we wouldn't be here. There'd be nothing. But you know what? There's something. I'm here and you're there. So there must be some imperative. There must be something. And that ultimate necessity, that ultimate cause for all necessity is God. Otherwise, there would be nothing. The fourth one is called degrees of perfection. Ever wish you could sing like Beyoncé, or run like Usain Bolt, or act like Leonardo DiCaprio? Wouldn't you love to have been Mozart or Nelson Mandela or some kind of mega person? Aren't we all looking for some sort of perfect model? Scientists, aren't they looking for those perfect scientific laws that describe the universe? Mathematicians, aren't they seeking perfection? We're all looking for some perfect model. And that perfect model is God. And the last one of these 5 ways, it's the fact that natural bodies move, planets. Why is it that planets are moving? Why is it that stones erode? Why is it that things that don't have a brain, that don't have any willpower, they're still acting in some way? What is it that's acting on them? Well, for St. Thomas of Aquinas, it must be proof of God's existence. The Quinque Vie, 5 pretty interesting ways of thinking about why God might exist. So how do you know that God exists? You're going to have to figure that out for yourself. But don't close your mind too quickly and read St. Thomas of Aquinas.